The Replicant. Okay, I used to think that the only film where Van Damme faced off against Van Damme was Double Impact, one of the best movies ever made. Maybe I'll watch it tomorrow. I don't have anything listed. I'm trying not to plan too far in advance. Keeps me excited about what's to come because it could be anything. And this day, today, Sunday, day five, is The Replicant, where Van Damme is a clone. But okay, this movie starts off right away. All right. There's a serial killer running around. And his name is The Torch, and he likes to kill moms. He calls them bad mothers. And this serial killer is played by Van Damme. He looks like The Crow. He's got long hair, no makeup like The Crow. He wears big leather jacket. He's got these glasses that are the yellow ones. I guess they protect from blue light. He's blue light sensitive, maybe. And he is a murder man. He does lots of murder in the movie. And he's being tracked by a police officer named, So he's being pursued by Detective Jake Riley, who's played by Michael Rooker, who you would know from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies as Yondu. All right, he's the main good guy, and it's his last day before retirement. Now, he fights, he's chasing down, so there's a place on fire. This mom's been killed. There's a baby inside. The house is on fire. So Mike Rooker, Jake Riley, has to go save the baby. So he goes in, he saves the baby, jumps out the window, chases Jean-Claude Van Damme, who at this time is The Torch, the serial killer. And the serial killer gets away after nearly running over Jake Riley in this stunt that looked quite dangerous. Well, he does an interview. And he calls The Torch like a mama's boy and a big baby. And this pisses off The Torch. But it's Jake Riley's retirement. So he's done. You know, he's not even worried about capturing the guy who's he's pursued his whole life. This serial killer who always gets away with it. He starts getting calls from, So on his retirement, there's a guy who's heading up some other department who's like, we need you, Jake Riley. And Jake Riley's like, no, bro, I'm retired. And as he's partying his retirement party, he gets a phone call from The Torch. And he's like, I'm still around. You lose. Well, this pisses off Jake Riley. So he goes to work for this other guy who has cloned. They found like a hair follicle and they used it to clone The Torch. And now you have second Van Damme, the replica. Now, I think Van Damme is kind of an underrated actor because everybody knows about his stilted delivery and dealing with, you know, the accent. And it's what I love about the man. But he plays a baby, essentially, where he's this newborn clone and the world is new to him and everything surprises him. There's times of terror and fear and he's quoting things out of place and he's really good at this character of the replicant who never really gets a name. And basically Detective Jake Riley, Yondu, is in charge of him and he treats him like a dog. Literally, he's like, stay, don't move, good boy. And there's a point where he chains Van Damme, the replicant, up in his basement. And then, but it's like his old partner, this young woman who is a cop that also has a child who I guess he's like a surrogate dad to, Jake Riley, I don't know. But the kid is like feeding the replicant food and then he comes out of the room bleeding and crying. And so Jake Riley assumes that Van Damme did it and he beats the crap out of Van Damme who's chained up. But it turns out the dog did it somehow. I don't know. Anyway, the whole thing is that he is like got this psychic link to the Torch. And at one point the Torch sees the clone and they're kind of, he's like talking to the clone like, hey, we're the same. You're my brother now. But the Torch has mommy issues. His mom burnt down their house and he survived when he shouldn't have. And that's what made the Torch a serial killer. And that's why he kills other moms, because he hates his own mom. Makes sense. That's actually kind of realistic to a degree. But the problem here is this serial killer is way too cool. Most serial killers are not cool people. They're usually like the sort of awkward hermits, you know, but not this guy. This is the coolest serial killer in the world. And there's a point where he lures replicant Van Damme toward him, and they're down like in the sewer, but Van Damme is on a motorcycle underground in the sewer. It's awesome. And like the pipes got the smoke and the clouds and the whatchamacallit. Well, I don't know. The steam, the doo-doo steam is down here. And they talk and he's like, he's my brother. And like, so Jake Riley has treated the replicant pretty much like crap throughout the whole movie, except for one point where he lets the replicant ride up front without handcuffs on. I guess he's coming around to him. And this makes them best friends. This movie actually kind of has a lot of problems. The plot is dumb and it doesn't really work. There's Van Damme versus Van Damme fight though, so that's something. And I mean, they end up winning, you know. That I don't know what else to say about this one. This movie's okay. It doesn't do anything for me. That being said, let's check out the Van Damme-o-meter. And it says here that this gets 3 Van Dammes. The reason it doesn't get more is there's not a lot of martial arts. There's some Van Damme doing what looks to be gymnastics. But there's 2 Van Dammes. So when you have 2 Van Dammes in a movie, you tend to get an extra Van Damme. You get 3 Van Dammes on the Van Damme-o-meter for this one.